my god. My cousin is so annoying. Yeah. Every single social media that I open right now, it's her and her new fiancé. Seriously, they're everywhere. No matter where I go, there's always a new picture of them being all cute and in love. I'm not exaggerating though, that's the problem. They're everywhere. Facebook, there's a picture of them on a date. Instagram, there's a picture of her dream wedding dress. Twitter, a post about how happy they are to have found each other. I could open like Candy Crush or something and they'd probably be there too. No, I don't mean it like that. She seems happy and I'm happy for her. It's everyone else in our family that is getting on my nerves. They keep sending me links to her post and being like, when is your wedding? When are you gonna bring someone special home? You need to go out more and meet someone. It's so annoying. And it's been going on for months now. I swear, I'm on the brink of madness right now. Complete and utter madness, you hear me? Hey, quit laughing at me. I'm being serious. I'm gonna be driven to despair for my family's demands to find a suitable partner. My life is turning into a historical drama or something, and I don't even get the fancy clothes or anything. Alright, fine. Maybe that was a little overdramatic, but only a little. Really though, it's been almost non-stop. Look at all these texts that I've gotten. Exactly. I literally get at least 3 people a day texting me about it. And don't even get me started on the way they tag me in all of my cousin's posts. She actually called me about it and asked why everyone in her family keeps doing it. She just laughed at me and said good luck. Yeah, I know. Apparently, before me, she was the one getting annoyed by her family about finding someone. She said it was especially bad because her older brother had gotten married right after her boyfriend broke up with her. I know, right? I'd feel bad for her, but she's the one getting married and I'm the one who has to deal with my grandma asking about the cutie in the picture I just posted on the Instabook. Yeah, she means Instagram, but every time we try to tell her that, she just forgets, so Instabook it is, I guess. Huh? Oh, that was actually a picture of you and me. You remember when we went to that fair downtown and we're messing around with those bubble machines? Yeah, I posted the pictures to Instagram and now apparently my grandma thinks we're dating. Also, my grandpa, but that's mainly because he doesn't have any social media, so he's just taking my grandma's word for it. Hold on. That would be perfect. No, I mean, if you and I were dating... Wait, listen. You gotta hear me out on this. Come on, this is a great idea. Okay, think about it. I need my family to get off my back about dating someone, and some of them already think we're dating anyways. So, if I were to just be like, hey, surprise, I actually am dating them, then they'd finally leave me alone. It's perfect, right? What do you mean, what's in it for you? Helping out your best friend in the entire world, that's what? My gratitude should be enough of a reward. Fine, I guess. If I say we're dating, then I can bring you to my cousin's wedding and you can have some of the cake. How's that sound? What if I tell you that there's also gonna be a buffet? I knew that would get to you. Okay, let's shake on it. It's a done deal then. Now, how should I tell them? Yeah? You think that will work? Just a picture of us together? True. That would probably be the quickest way to do it. Not to mention that it would be some kind of poetic justice or whatever. Alright, then, what kind of picture were you thinking? Like, what's gonna make us look like a real couple? Because I don't think that a picture of us just hanging out and watching TV while we're on our phones all the time is the best way to do it. Yeah? Just on the cheek, right? And I'll just take a selfie of us? Okay, then come over here. Get closer to me. We both need to be in the picture if we want this to work. Alright, now lean your face closer so I can kiss your cheek. Quit laughing. If you want to make this look convincing, then we have to look like we're in love. Whatever, you just smile and stand still. Okay, I got it. Oh, wait. I wasn't holding the camera right. Wait, let me try again. Okay. Wait, no. That one's kind of blurry. Wait, let me try one more time. Okay, perfect. This one is great. Look at us. We look so cute together. We really do, don't we? Like, this picture looks so real. Hell, I'm convinced that we're together. You look so happy and your smile is so cute. It's impossible to think that we're not together after seeing this. Why, thank you. I think that I look rather adorable as well. Okay, now, let me post this real quick. And done. Okay, it's posted now. Oh my god, this is going to be amazing. I can't wait to see what everyone says. Better yet, I can't wait to see everyone have to eat their own words. They all keep talking about how I need to find my perfect other half, but the joke's on them. I've already got you right here next to me. Well, yeah, of course I do. You've always been my perfect match. I mean, we've practically been friends forever, right? Like, obviously we're each other's other half. We're like a dynamic duo or something. We complete each other. I mean, you know, like, not like that, but it's like, you know what I mean. Wait a second. Oh my god, look at this. I just posted the picture a minute ago. Look at how many comments it has already. I know, it's crazy. Oh, now everyone's texting me. Oh my god, my grandma left a voicemail already. I feel like I may not have thought about the downsides of this plan before going through with it. I'm about to be completely and utterly drowned in calls and texts from my entire family. But hey, at least I have the best fake partner ever to get through it with. Oh, hey. My cousin just texted. Well, she says congratulations and welcome to the family. I know, that's super sweet of her. But anyways, we can drop this now. It's not like we have to go out holding hands or anything. My family's not gonna question any of that. Hell, I don't even think they're gonna have time to meet you. They're so busy with my cousin's wedding and all of that. So, you don't have to worry about anything. We can just stay as friends and not think about this anymore. It was just to get those comments off my back, and it's done now. Hmm? What? You don't want to drop it? What do you mean? I mean, this is all that I needed, really. I just needed, like, my family to be aware that I have someone, even if it's a lie, and now they're gonna stop asking me annoying questions and all that, so I don't think they're gonna care about anything else. Oh, you don't mean it like that? What do you mean, like, to keep up the lie? You wanna keep up the lie even more? You don't want it to be a lie? Well, what do you mean by that? We've been best friends since forever, and you know we're like perfect for each other, but we've always just been good as friends, and you've had your partners, and I've had my partners, and it's always been good. You didn't like those partners? What are you telling me right now? What about your last girlfriend? She was so nice to you. You didn't love her? I mean, that's fine. It happens, I guess, to like get with someone and then realize that you're just not meant for each other, or you didn't love her as much as you thought that you did. It's happened to me before too, like, it's okay. It's happened every single time? Well, that could be a big problem, yeah? What? Say again? There's only one girl that you've ever loved? Well, I'm starting to get a little scared here. Is it your first girlfriend? The one that you had back in high school and you guys were like inseparable for like a couple of years? I'm guessing that has to be, right? It's not? Then who is it? Yeah, I know then. You know that I know, but I want you to say it out loud. It was me. You're such an idiot. All these years being best friends and you've never brought this up to me? Why not? You were scared of how I would react? I guess that's fair. I never really showed any signs of my feelings for you, but you can see my reaction right now is not bad at all. Even if I were to turn you down, I still would want to be best friends with you because you're really the best friend that I've ever had, and I would never let anything ruin this friendship that we have. What? What did I say? That I'm not gonna let anything ruin us? If I were to turn you down, Yeah, I did say that. That is an expression that you say, right? You can just ask me. Just ask me directly. I want to hear you say it. Of course I want to date you. Are you stupid? Why wouldn't I? You just heard everything that I said, right? You're not like deaf or anything. Listen, I'm serious. I really am. You still can't believe it? Well, start believing it because it's gonna be a reality. Why are you saying sorry? You don't have anything to be sorry for. Baby, listen to me. It's okay. Everything is gonna be okay. And we're gonna be so happy together. Trust me. We are gonna be okay. I know that you have all these doubts and insecurities and these thoughts that come to you. You've told me about them many times and I've tried to help you with them before. I really try my best because I care a lot about you. And now that I'm gonna be your girlfriend, I wanna help you even more and I wanna be here for you and give you anything that you may need. Of course, baby. I'll always be here for you. No matter what happens. Even if we weren't gonna become partners or if anything happened, I don't know. If none of this had happened, I would still be here for you. Because I love you so much. Not even just as your girlfriend, which of course I do, but as a friend and as a best friend and as a human being. I have so much love for you and admiration and so much kindness and care to give to you. You don't know. You don't know the half of it. I was really waiting for a time where I could express these feelings that I had inside of me for so long because it's been very hard. I guess it was like about the same for you. But you can be sure that we're gonna be more than okay. No matter what my family thinks and no matter what your family thinks, if you even want to tell them or however things go, I don't mind any of it. And I don't mind any of them. Because all I care is about you. I don't care about anything else. I want this relationship to be healthy and us to be happy. And for that to happen, then we both have to be happy within ourselves, right? How can I be a happy girlfriend when you're not happy? Then I'm gonna do everything that is in my power to change that. Because I want you to be okay. And we are gonna be okay. So don't worry about any of that and don't worry about what your mind tells you and all the lies that it comes up with to make you feel bad. I've heard so many of them already and none of that is true, baby. Listen to me. Stop saying that and listen to me. You are more than enough, okay? You're literally more than I could ask for. All these years with you have been the best years of my life, and even when you had another girlfriend or you met with other girls, it was a bummer for me, of course it was, but I was just so grateful to have you, even as just a friend, even if I couldn't do anything else with you. I was just thankful to have at least that with you. And every time that I went out with other people and I would go on dates and... well, you know about this already. You've had to comfort me through so many things. So many bad dates and... all these bad partners that I've had. None of them ever came close to you, and I was more than aware of that. I was just seeking something else. I was trying to find you somewhere else because I feel like I couldn't really have the real you, so I would just go meet other people and pray to God that one of them, at least one of them, would be decent enough to stay with and not be unhappy with. But any time that I would fall into the trap of comparing you with that person, then it would go so bad. And it just became clearer and clearer to me that there was nobody else in the world that I wanted. Nobody else that could come close to you or that could be a substitute of some sort. No matter how much I looked for that, I would never find that. I never did, of course, you already know that. So, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you all this because I want you to know and to understand that I love you, and I love only you, and I love you because of who you are and how you are and everything that makes you you. If anything changed, then that wouldn't be the person that I fell in love with anymore. I love all of you, and I love all the good things and any bad things that there can be. You're just perfect and I wouldn't change a single thing. I can promise you that much. So, don't ever worry about us or about you, about anybody else that could interfere in our relationship, because they just won't. I won't let it happen, I promise you that. Yeah. So let's just forget about everyone and take the time that we have now to just act as a couple now that we finally can, right? Now that it's not a lie anymore, we actually made it real. So, am I finally allowed to kiss you not on the cheek? I am. I would hope so. I'm allowed to do more than that? What do you mean by that? Go on. I see my pep talk was effective. You don't have an insecurity right now, telling me all that. Tell me, baby. What do you want me to do? Don't hold anything back. We're a couple now. There can't be any secrets, right? You don't know what you want? Well, I might know something that you might like. Come here, baby. tastes so good. I needed this so bad. Can I go a little bit further? I'll be gentle, baby, don't worry. Okay. Let me get on top of you then. Do you like this? You like seeing me this way? Take my shirt off, baby. You like what you're seeing? You can touch as much as you want. I'll just do what I'm here to do. Don't worry about anything, okay? I love you so much. Fuck, that feels so good. I needed this so bad. I've been dreaming about this for so long. Yeah, of course, baby. Touch wherever you want. I'm all yours tonight, okay? Every single part of me. Anything that you want. I'm all yours. Just do whatever you want. Fuck, it feels so good. Do you like this? You like it like this? Okay. Let me hear you, baby. Don't hold that back. I can hear you holding back those moans. Come on, baby. Let me hear that pretty voice of yours. That's my boy. You're so cute. Come on, keep going. You're doing so good, baby. You want me to go a little faster? Are you gonna say please? Well, ask me nicely and maybe I will. Is that all you got? I don't even get a little begging or anything. Come on, baby. You can do better than that. Ask me better. How bad do you want it? So bad? Okay. Be a good boy for me then and do a good job. Fuck. I love you so much.